All right, I have us up and recording. If you'll begin by stating your full name and title for the record, please.
Dr. Carol Mayer, Superintendent, Marshall Public Schools.
Well, Doctor, I understand that you've launched a fireside chat program. Tell us why you've launched this program. What are your goals?
Well, my goals are to be more open and communicative with the community. I don't really have a fire, so it's not a fireside. It's not really a chat. I just like the way that sounds. So, but I am recording a video, which is placed on our website each month, and it's just to let people know what's going on in the district and some of the goals, how close we're getting to meeting those, the new goals we've set up, what we're thinking, what the future holds for the district. So it really is an attempt to be very open with the public and also then get their input as to topics they would like for me to discuss.
As a school district, how important do you believe that open communication and transparency is?
There is nothing more important than open communication, frequent, honest, and just upfront with the public. You know, we all tend to understand that it's very difficult for us all to communicate and communicate well when we're in a community like this, actually any community. Communication is often the number one complaint of people about organizations. So it's very, very important, and I know we can't be all to everyone, but we are trying to do the best we can so that we can be as much as possible to as many people as possible.
Well, sure. Now, Dr. Mayer, you mentioned that you'll cover some of those goals, both passing and looking forward into the future. What other topics might you be covering in these chats?
I think number one and always the most important thing to parents is the safety and well-being of their children. And those are the types of things that we think about first. As a school district, of course, we think about student achievement and how our kids are succeeding and how our curriculum and instruction needs to be modified and made more current. Technology is so huge now. It makes my head spin thinking about how quickly things change and things happen. But we really do try to keep up with whatever is happening technology-wise and with other current practices that have proven through research to be really good for kids. We want our classes and our school to be engaging, enjoyable, and very, very high level for our students. So those are probably the main things we talk about.
Well, we're moving into the holiday season, and of course, from a school perspective, that means we're wrapping up the first semester. Are you pleased with what's happened in your school district there in the first semester?
I'm extremely pleased. On a professional level, I'm really happy with what I see is going on out in the schools. The kids are engaged. Teachers are working hard. So I'm very pleased. And on a personal level, people have been so welcoming to me here in Marshall. I've grown up in Saline County, so I feel like I'm coming home. So everything has gone really well, and I'm having a lot of fun.
Very good. We're glad to hear that. Anything else you would like to add?
Well, of course, right now, with the end of the calendar year and beginning the new one, and we're right in the middle of the fiscal year, we're starting to work on next year's budget, trying to see what is been accurate for this year and what we need to take a second look at. We've got salaries, of course. We would love to be able to increase those for our teachers. We're talking about the benefit packages and what all that contains. We've got lots of issues with our building maintenance, and we're trying real hard to keep up with those. So the fiscal responsibility of the superintendent's office, of course, is always there. And so the board and I try to work closely together and have those types of discussions each month so that we can stay on top and really do what's best and be as responsible as we can to the taxpayers.
Well, you mentioned building maintenance and upkeep. Do you see any big projects in the works for your district coming up in the near future?
We have been working very hard and had a lot of help from the community with our roof situations. We had a scare at the beginning of the year with one of our employees who had a reaction to mold in one of our buildings, but it turned out to be that was a rather unique and individual situation. But we went ahead and had every building in the district tested, cleaned, retested to make sure that the environment was safe, and all of those testing reports have come back, and we are in very good standing there. We have issues with, because we have old, wonderful, historic buildings, and so we have issues with those, but we're trying really hard to stay on top of it. We're working with the city and the county to look at the property at the that's being vacated by the Hab Center folks, and hopefully we'll take a look at that, and maybe that could be something for the district to think about. We're in the very initial stages. We don't know how that's going to turn out, but it would be a wonderful partnership for the community and the school, which is, of course, what we strive to do, because one cannot exist without the other.
Yeah, very true, and we'll be anxious to see how that works out as well. So,
yeah.
Dr. Mayer, thank you so much for taking some time to chat with us this morning. I am done recording.